for Denise on this winter solstice. I miss her rolling with me along the bike path, her hand on the toggle of her power wheelchair, though with snow now so deep we'd never make it through. But then I remember how she called starlings understudies to the stars, how she said we are all of us walking the plank with the sword of time urging us forward, or when she would wonder out loud if it was evidence of our divinity that the sides of our heads are called temples. Is it really an ocean into which we plunge? Did she in those final moments hear it swirling and sloshing against her ears, folding into her the way waves do, soaking the beach one grain at a time? She has gone deeper than the pit of creation, lost in the silence of her final Easter. Existence, I might say, is like a ruined church, to which she might reply, "We need only music to coax the God out from it."